But just a quick observation that I've noticed through the years of doing this is, did you notice the snowball effect of sound in the room? You know, when I first released you to do appreciation, everybody's a little tentative. And then you hear a little noise as people are sharing. And then by the time it's time to pull it back together, I can't hardly get you back together because you're into your stories. Okay? Do you notice how sharing appreciation starts drawing you to people that you didn't even know before? Question, how many of you did appreciation with somebody you really don't know? Okay? And how many of you experienced that at first it was a little awkward because, you know, they're new and I don't know them, but then as you share the appreciation, it starts feeling more and more comfortable. It creates hospitality. Well, let me just ask you, give me some words. How does your body feel? Has your body felt as you were doing appreciation just now?
Warm?
Light? Relaxed? What?
Airy?
I have no idea how to spell that, so that'll work.
Lighthearted.
Pardon?
Lighthearted?
Alive? Free? Excited? Joyful? Grateful? Specifically your body. What did you notice about muscles and... Okay, relaxed? Pardon? Smiley? Pardon? Eyes? This is very intimidating to have no idea what goes up on the screen behind you. Okay. Heart rate increasing, but not a stressful increase. Okay.
Fearful?
Tearful. Okay. Sweet tears, I would hope. All right. Now, the feelings of appreciation, the reason that it's good to make a list like this, and we'll expand on this list in a bit, is that many of us struggle to know when we are feeling connected with God. Well, guess what? Feeling connected with God feels like appreciation. And so as you recognize what appreciation feels like, you begin to become more skilled at recognizing when you are connected with God. Because when you are connected with God, you will feel these kinds of things. And so we're going to expand on that. And we're going to now ask for a second appreciation. So Jesus, we just continue our time with you and with one another. And we ask that you'd remind each person now of a second appreciation. That you would give each one of us another memory or another reminder of some place where you have been good to us. So again, just ask him personally, Jesus, please remind me of another place of appreciation. And then whatever comes to mind, just have a little dialogue with him about it for 30 seconds or so. Now, make sure that you've named, give your appreciation a name, and then describe it to tell the story again to your partner. And this time, as you're describing it to your partner, try to be aware of any physical senses or feelings, etc., and talk about those as well. So go ahead. You got a couple minutes.